Okay, my friend. So today we are reading a story that, believe it or not, has to do with being brave. So we've read stories this week reminding us that we're all special and what we should do when we have big feelings. We've kind of been talking a lot about that sort of thing. And today, this is a fun story. And you may not look at the cover of it and think it has to do with being brave, but it does. Today's story is called Just Try It. It was written by Phil and Lily Rosenthal. And Phil actually has a TV show on Netflix for grown-ups. And in that one, he goes all around the world and eats a bunch of different foods at fancy restaurants. And
is Lily a new character on his show?
Lily is his little girl. But the one thing I learned is don't watch that late at night when you're hungry. Horrible decision. You will ruin your diet because everything looks delicious. But that's just the thing. Everything does look delicious, right? This story was illustrated by Luke Flowers, and I think he must know how to make yummy food because all art looks pretty good. So today's story is read by Mommy and... What's your name? Who are you? Beep, boop, beep, boop. Are you a robot? Okay. Well, there we have it, my friends. Beep, boop, beep, boop. Are you ready for this story? Your chopper? Oh, okay. He's a chopper, which makes sense because that's what you would need to make food. A chopper. You get the Star Wars? Okay, yeah. Or you could be from Star Wars. Either way, let's read it. Are you ready?
Okay. Beep, beep, beep.
All right. Hi, I'm Lil. This is my dad, Phil. He really likes to eat different kinds of food and always wants me to try them. He has one rule. Just try it. But I don't want to. I know what I like, and I like what I like. Vanilla ice cream, pizza, rice, grilled cheese sandwiches with no crust, and french fries. And I don't like anything else, especially not mustard. And it looks like she likes cheese pizza. Mm-hmm. Nothing on it, just cheese.
Why don't you kind of like those?
Mm-hmm.
But instead of that sandwich, it would be spaghetti and meatballs. And instead of ice cream, it would be sushi.
Okay.
And instead of fries, it would be chocolate ice cream.
Ah, okay. So you like chocolate ice cream and sushi.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. I get that. Oh, me too. Let's see what she does. Today, Dad is taking me to a food truck festival. I am nervous. I know what he's going to say. Just try it, he says. See, I told you. So in the picture, we can see they're at a pie. There's a pie truck and a macaroni and cheese truck and a bagel truck. Ooh, yummy. And a Peking duck Chinese cuisine and a taco truck. Ooh, yummy.
Dad is very excited about the truck with the Peking duck. I have no idea what that is.
It's duck, scallions, and plum sauce all wrapped up, he says.
No way, no way, no way,
she says. Come on, just try it. I know you'll like it, he says.
You're not hearing me, Dad. I said, ew! Yuck! And no way! No way! No way!
Boy, she doesn't seem to be interested in trying it.
Wait, pizza? I love pizza! That's on my list!
and there's a pizza truck. Ooh, those pizzas look really good.
I just wanted normal pizza.
But they're famous for their spinach garlic sauce. Just try it.
Oh my goodness, spinach garlic sauce on a pizza? That sounds delicious. You like spinach on your pizzas, don't you?
Yeah, but I don't like spinach sauce.
Well, but this is actually garlic sauce, and garlic is delicious on most everything.
Ruining pizza was bad enough, but then...
Oh, they went to get a pretzel. That's pretty safe. And he put mustard on it. And she says,
"Mustard? No!"
And when she says no, what does she do?
Punch it and it lands on her.
Mm-hmm. She punches her hands up to throw a big old fit. And when she did, she hit the plate that had the pretzel on it. And the pretzel was, in fact, covered in mustard. And then the mustard-covered pretzel went all over her dad's shirt.
Oops, I'm sorry.
What's our one rule? You just have to try things once, but you haven't tried a single thing all day. Here, hold this for me. And what does he do? He gives her
the pretzel.
When Dad goes to wash his shirt, something very strange happens.
She got mustard on her finger and sniffed it. And then just gave it a tiny lick. And then it wasn't that bad, was it? Mm-mm. It was kind of good, actually. And then, chomp! She has eaten a pretzel with mustard. You tried it, he said.
How does he know? The thing is, I didn't just try it. I liked it.
He's so happy, and she's so happy. She jumps in the air, and he says,
"Ha ha, I knew it."
Oh, look at what's going to happen next.
If I liked the mustard, who knows what else I might like? Come on, Dad, there's lots of stuff to try.
So what else do we see? Okay, there's a fish tacos place. Yes, please. A salad bar with smoothies. Yes, please. Hot chicken wings. Oh,
chicken wing. I love chicken.
I know who would like that. Bunny's Best Burger, vegan bean tofu and more. Now, do you know anyone who likes tofu?
Me.
Yeah, I know you do. And then over here, there's some stews and some breads and just all kinds of yummy stuff going on. Oh my goodness, they're going to eat and eat and eat. So here she is eating a bagel.
Yum!
Oh, noodles!
Ooh,
she says. And they're having, looks like some sort of pita, maybe? I don't know.
Wow! Okay, look. A roller coaster. Let's go!
She says. Let's have a look, he says.
He does want to go on it.
And then when they get to the roller coaster, max velocity. Ooh, it looks like it goes through a bunch of space aliens. And it's super twisty-turly, and maybe it dark in a couple different spots. And there's a tons of twisty-turlies.
So awesome.
It might look awesome to you, but what does he say?
No way, no way, no way.
He says, no way. And she says,
but Dad, you know the rule.
What's the rule?
Just try it,
she says, and she's got her hands up, because when you ride a roller coaster, sometimes it's fun to put your hands up.
Her dad's like,
But her dad looks like he might have to puke. Oh dear. Not good. I wouldn't blame him after eating as much food as they just did and then getting on a roller coaster that goes upside down. But how fun to try new things. And you have to be brave to do that. You have to say, If I don't like it, I don't have to eat it. But I do want to try it because I might find my new favorite food. Right? Mm-hmm. Remember how you were with the lettuce wraps? The very first time I made them, you were like, I don't know about this. I don't know how to eat that much lettuce. And I said, just like this. And now guess who has it as his favorite food? You do. So I'm just saying, you'll try new things and they might make your world way better than you ever thought it would be. And that, my friends, is the end.